Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now from Yuma, Arizona, is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about Gilbert Grooms. Tell me about Gilbert Grooms.
Well, he's a rancher that's near the border of South Dakota. He's actually on the relatively famous Indian reservation there. Well, let's see if I get the name right. It's the one that had several officers killed there in the 70s. I know. He lives on the reservation on his ranch.
Right.
And he also has a job in Nebraska, just across the border. It's about 30 miles from this ranch, which he's worked at for several years. This is at a livestock auction house, and he oversees the monthly auction of horses. And it's, as you might guess, if you have a big auction of horses, it's not something that you just do in one day. It takes a lot of preparation, negotiation, all the ordinary stuff when you try to get a big, relatively large gathering of people with all the attendant financial concerns and parking and traveling and all that together. So it's a pretty substantial job. And so he was at his job at the, I think it's called Sheridan County Livestock Sales Barn in Nebraska. He worked there for 27 years. And it's the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation where he lives and his ranch is. So Gilbert Grooms refused in a hand-to-hand fight with a much younger man. He has had a bunch of injuries from working with horses, primarily, and on his ranch. And this younger guy is a rodeo competitor, and a fair, moderately successful, and has a reputation for very brutal fights with people that he won't take no for an answer. And so he, the rodeo performer, challenged Grooms to a fight. This had been building for years. For some reason, this rodeo performer had developed a dislike for Grooms. He had known Grooms' brother, and he started threatening him and telling him, "I'm going to beat you up." And some of the people that he had beat up previously were seriously injured.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a reputation of a no-holds-barred street brawler. So, Grooms said, "No, I'm not going to fight you." And the guy had been drinking beer in the parking lot of the horse auction. He was in a truck, I believe it's his truck, with a horse trailer on the back. And he came out of the truck and challenged what actually happened is that Gilbert Grooms had to deliver some paperwork across the parking lot. The auction had just finished. And as he crosses the parking lot, he tries not to interact with this guy who's in the truck because he knows he's trouble. But as he comes back, they call him over like there's some kind of official business to do. And so he feels obligated. He's an official employee of the auction there. So he goes over, and the rodeo guy sticks his hand out of the window, and Grooms thinks, well, maybe he's going to say, well, let's let bygones be bygones. So he takes his hand, and the guy grabs his hand and tries to pull him into the truck. But Grooms manages to break the grip and go away. And so then the guy exits the truck and says, we're going to fight. And Grooms says, no, we're not. And he says, we can let all this stuff you've done be bygones if you'll just agree to let it be bygones. And the guy flings some profanities at him, and Grooms tries to leave the situation, and he goes over to his pickup truck. Now, you have to sort of understand this is a big parking lot. I mean, it has to be to accommodate all these pickup trucks with livestock trailers. And Groom's family would often accompany him to the livestock auction, his wife and their two teenage daughters, I think 13 and 16. And the daughters would often work at the auction as horse handlers or riders to demonstrate the horses that were being auctioned off as an aid to their father. So they had just finished the auction, and Groom says, well, I'll buy everybody pizza afterwards. And, you know, they're out on the ranch. If I don't get pizza in town all that often. And so it's after this that he's delivering the paperwork and comes across this pugnacious rodeo guy. So his family is by a vehicle that's, you know, on one side of this guy's truck, about 30 yards away, and his personal truck and trailer are on the other side, I think about 30 yards away. So he is trying to extricate himself, and he says, no, I'm not going to fight, and he walks toward his truck and trailer. It's drawing attention, if anything, away from where his family is at. And so this guy has already threatened him, said that he's, you know, this gonna won't fight well, I'll kill you and your whole family, something like that. This guy had been drinking beer for hours out in the parking lot, the rodeo guy. So he goes over to his pickup truck, and he has a shotgun in the back. And he grabs the shotgun, starts loading it with buckshot because he has a bad feeling about all this. Loads it with 7 rounds of buckshot. The rodeo guy jumps into the truck, and Grooms thinks, well, maybe he's going to leave. So he steps on the gas and spins out through this parking lot, which has a bunch of people in it, with his truck and the trailer behind it. And then he does a 180 and comes around and stops, stomping on the brakes in front of where Gilbert's Grooms is. And Gilbert had laid his loaded shotgun on the fender of his horse trailer. And he's 46 years old, and the adversary is 35-year-old. So the guy jumps out of the truck, you know, swearing at him and says, we're going to fight or something. So I'm going to get you. I forget the threats. And Grooms points the shotgun at him and says, don't do it. Guy keeps coming, ignoring the shotgun, and Grooms lets go a load of double-aught buck in front of him.
Let me get you to hold right there, because we're coming up on the first break. You know, this is one of those self-defense stories where you get out there and a lot of factors come into play, but it sort of sounds so far to me like the defender, Mr. Grooms, probably is in the right, but I'm sure this is going to go in a different way. This article is at Ammoland.com. With well over 2,300 others that Dean also has there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Act Council.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. He's telling us the story of Gilbert Grooms and his shotgun self-defense case. And so when we last left off, Dean, he just fired a warning shot into the ground, and this guy, what did this guy do when he saw that?
Okay, well, to back up just a little bit to give context.
Yes, sir.
This adversary had spun around in this big parking lot, which already endangered people because, and he probably was drunk. I didn't see a toxicology report, but it said he'd been drinking beer all afternoon. And he slams on the brakes in front of Gilbert Grooms and jumps out. And as he approaches Gilbert, he says, "I'm going to kill you and your whole family." And Gilbert raises the shotgun, and he keeps on coming, and Gilbert fires in the dirt in front of him. And what do you know? The adversary runs back toward his truck. Now, Gilbert, knowing that this opponent has a reputation for having guns and other weapons, as the guy runs back to the truck, he shoots through the windshield to keep him from going inside the truck. And then he puts a round through the radiator to keep his opponent from using the truck as a weapon against himself or his children and or other people, because this is a fairly busy parking lot with a lot of people with trucks that are there for the horse auction. So the guy who runs back toward his truck, and then as Gilbert fires into the windshield and then into the radiator, he gets back toward where his trailer is and doubles back and starts coming back at Gilbert again. So Gilbert believes he's going to have to stop him with force, and he shoots at him. And just as he shoots, he starts turning and dives into the gap between the trailer and his truck. And the buckshot takes him in the left buttock area as he turns. And then they're going around this trailer back and forth. And then the guy charges Groom directly again, and Gilbert Groom shoots him in the groin area. And this actually slows him down a bit. And he goes back to the back of his horse trailer and sits down. I mean, think about it. I guess I've heard before that people with a lot of alcohol and don't feel pain.
Right.
He's already been shot in the buttocks, and then he's shot in the groin. And then he still walks back to the back of this horse trailer and sits down. So then Gilbert Grooms goes up to him and tells him, "Stay put until the authorities arrive." And then this adversary again tells Gilbert that he will kill Gilbert and his whole family. Gilbert tells him, "If you try it again, I will do the same thing I just did." And at this point, the law officers arrive, as I'm sure multiple people have been calling 911. Gilbert hands his shotgun over to them, and this rodeo street fighter says, "I just wanted to fight. I just wanted to fight." And then Gilbert says again, "If you harm my family, I will do this again." At the end of the video, apparently there's some video of this, probably police body cams, I'm guessing, Gilbert says, "Hey, Gilbert." Not Gilbert says it. The adversary says, excuse me, "Hey, Gilbert, maybe next time you won't be so lucky." So then Gilbert is charged with attempted murder, first-degree assault, three weapons charges in the commission of a felony, and terroristic threats. Now, part of this is that the adversary was not there alone. Inside his truck was his brother-in-law. And the brother-in-law gets out of the truck as all this is happening. The police are coming. And when the police show up, he leaves the area. So the police don't have any chance to question him at the scene. So later on, the defense team searches the truck, and they find a .45 caliber cartridge inside the truck. And the defense's position was that Gilbert's actions were reasonable, and they were necessary to protect himself and his family. And in court, Gilbert testified that he wasn't just protecting himself. He was fearful for his family because there had been threats against him, and he worried that if the adversary got him on the ground and was pounding him, that his 13- and 16-year-old daughters would have tried to come to his rescue and could have been severely injured or fatally injured by this very tough and brutal street fighter. And I asked the attorney for Gilbert Grooms, because most of this information is from an interview I did with him. I said, "How was it that this guy is shot with buckshot at close range and survives?" And the attorney said, "Well, Gilbert was shooting to disable him." He didn't want to kill him. Well, the jury was convinced. They were out for 2.5 hours, including lunch. And they came back, and they found not guilty on all 6 charges. That's something you don't see very often. It means that the evidence was so overwhelming that the jury didn't really have to think about it very much. There was no arguing, well, he should be convicted on this charge, or he's really at fault, or something like that. The jury had been decided by the evidence. And it reminded me a lot of the Kyle Rittenhouse case in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The evidence was overwhelming that Kyle Rittenhouse was defending himself when he shot those 3 people. And there was video evidence of everything. Now, in this case, it didn't appear to be video evidence, but the rodeo performer and street fighter had a well-known reputation, and they could demonstrate in court that grooms knew how dangerous this guy was and what a penchant he had for brutally beating up people and causing them serious injuries. So this is what I would call a classic example of the doctrine of disparity of force. You have a known, skilled, strong, tough street fighter,
right,
against a man with serious skeletal and neurological weakness because of all the injuries he's sustained over the years, and who's more than a decade older. And the defender knows that he's unlikely to withstand a severe beating without being injured or killed.
Right.
So his use of a firearm to defend himself was all reasonable. And not only that, his family was involved.
Hold on right there. Coming up on the next break. This is called Gilbert Groom's Shotgun Defense Jury Trial. Not guilty, 2.5 hours. This is at Ammoland.com, along with other 2,300 plus other articles from Dean of various things from various times that are also poignant today, including his excellent series about people defending themselves against bears, which is my favorite thing that he does. And I think he has like 147 of those. So
yeah, it's 140 some plus.
Yeah. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The president has not yet commented on his son's federal gun charges. Hunter Biden has been charged for allegedly filing a form claiming he was not using drugs at the time he bought a gun and was in possession of a gun while using drugs. President Biden has made 2 public speeches since the charges were announced, but has remained silent on the issue. Experts are outlining ways to prepare for severe weather and possible flooding as Hurricane Lee barrels north through the Atlantic Ocean.
Salvation Army Greater New York Emergency Services Director Zach Hodson says people should pack a bag for each family member. One thing they'll want to make sure to take:
legal documentation around your home ownership or your lease if you're a renter, or your home insurance or your renter's insurance.
Elon Musk was recently asked if he thinks that AI will kill us all. His response:
I hope not.
I'm Dave Collins. This is USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking to Dean Weingarten. Now, he just read a book and did a book review on it, and this interests me a great deal. The book is called America's Revolution, How the Radical Left Conquered Everything. That's pretty blunt. Tell me about this. What did you find? What did you learn with this?
Well, I have to give a little explanation of how I found the book.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that is, I'm a really, Alan Corwin, who's famous, legal guns scholar, author, and publisher, and I were talking, and he said, "You've got to read this book. It's this great book by Rufo." And I said, "What?" And he said, and he told me about it, and so I ordered the book and got it, and it's only been out a few months, and I believe it's right at the top of the charts. And what we have is Christopher Rufo started investigating how we got to the position we are. I mean, a lot of people are saying, what happened to the America we knew? We went from Barack Obama being against gay marriage to doing everything he could do to promote it and promote racial division and create problems and discord in America. We're today probably have some of the worst race relations we have ever had since probably 1960. And what Rufo does is he tracks down the philosophical and academic roots of all we are seeing. And what he explains is how these irrational, I mean that literally, and innumerate, they don't believe in math, leftist radicals took over the cultural institutions and political structure of the USA in his book, America's Cultural Revolution. And the subtitle is How the Radical Left Conquered Everything. And what you find is this was not organic. This was not something that just happened. It was planned. It was executed. It was through the deliberate and calculated use of lies, fraud, with immense hypocrisy, and a coordinated rejection of truth, morality, rationality, science, and of course, with specific attacks on Christianity and any other religion. Because, in my opinion, these radical leftists, it's what I would call a secular religion. They don't have to prove anything because they believe the things they say as an article of faith. So they just say America has institutional racism and it's responsible for all the ills of the country. Well, they don't have to prove it. They just say it and assume it's true. Their arguments are always circular and they never actually prove anything.
Right.
So the history of this starts with the failure of the violent Marxist revolutions back in the 1960s. I remember these very well, because I was a teen or a college student at the time. I remember the bombings. Heck, there was this math center at the University of Wisconsin that was destroyed by a radical leftist bomb there that I walked by many days. And it happened in the summer, and they killed the math researcher there, who was doing research late at night when the bomb went off. And I remember there was the assassination of police officers. If you look at the records of officers killed, it starts bumping up in that period. But the U.S. and most of the vast majority of the U.S. population didn't want anything to do with it. And they fought back. The FBI infiltrated these organizations. The revolutionaries were not popular, and they were defeated. Now, Herbert Marcuse, he was a transplanted Marxist from Germany. He came over during World War II or just before, and he was fed and pampered and paid and in U.S. universities. But he was a Marxist. And, well, I guess there were a lot of people in the humanities and such that wanted Marxists in the university. Now, there's no question he was very smart and articulate. His ideas were just nonsense, but they sounded very attractive the way that he proposed them. And he became very depressed with the failure of the Marxist revolution in the United States. Now, because Marxism is a type of faith where you take on faith the interpretations of how reality works. He could not admit that the basic assumptions of Marxism were wrong. So he developed this complex new theory to explain, well, Marx just had it wrong with that the workers would rise up. You see, in modern capitalist society, the workers have it too good. So the capitalists have enslaved the workers by giving them too much stuff so they don't think about the underlying conditions of how they would be better off if they just gave up everything. I know that doesn't sound right. He does a much better job of trying to sell that bill of goods. Essentially, what he's saying is, people in capitalist societies have it too good, so we have to find another way to overthrow the society so that somehow they're going to make things better. And what he said is the old Marxist was basically economic, and they planned to take over the means of production, the economic means of production. But in order to have our Marxist revolution work, we found that won't work. We can't get enough people interested. We're going to have to take over the means of cultural production. We have to destroy the culture from within so that the ideas, the knowledge of the people in the culture reject capitalism because we told them it's bad. And they did it. They planned it. And their first goal was to take over the universities. Now, I have to say that I think Ruffo is a little light on how the universities were in a state that they would accept this idiocy. But the universities, by 1960, had already pretty much been ruled by progressives for about 40 to 50 years. And the progressive philosophy is not that terribly far off of Marxist philosophy. I mean, the progressive philosophy is that the Constitution is just a piece of paper that prevents us from doing the things we need to do, that we can shape people into the way we want them to be by propaganda, and that if we're going to do good things, we have to give government all the power and not have any power left to the people, because the government is a bunch of experts and they know best what to do.
Oh, yeah.
You can see those roots, that creating the soil that's very fertile for this cultural Marxist to take over. So there's more to it, of course, than just this cultural Marxism, that the taking over, the march through the institutions that Marcuse pushed. From Marcuse's theories, we get Angela Davis. She was a disciple of Marcuse, and she started developing critical race theory. And there were several others. All of them stem from the basic ideas.
Let me get
Marcuse was putting forth.
Let me get you to hold right there if we can, because we're listening to The American Revolution, How the Radical Left Conquered Everything. This is Dean's summation of this book, what he learned from this book. We'll be right back. This article is at amolanda.com right now, so if this is something you want to look for and you want to find links to the book or the title of the book, it is there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We're talking to Dean Weingarten. He's giving us a he checked out this book, America's Revolution, How the Radical Left Conquered Everything. And we were just getting to Marcuse and critical race theory. And, well, we've been hearing about that recently. So let me let you pick it up right there, please, sir.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the people who promote critical race theory, and I would also add in there radical feminism, queer theory, postmodernism, and all of these are slightly different takes on the basic theory which Marcuse promoted of culture, the necessity of taking over the cultural instruments in the United States, like the universities, the school system, bureaucracy, and eventually the government. And the point is that they don't like the way that the U.S. is organized. Now, they don't really explain why. They just say, we don't like it because it's bad. And what they want is everybody to equal about everything, except, of course, the people who run the system, which they intend to be, who just happen to get the best of everything. And this cultural monster that was created, it just grew. The people who promoted it deliberately lied about their intentions and what they were doing in the university, except among themselves. The books lay out how they have to lie, and they have to use subterfuge. And then as they would get more and more people into a university department, they would use every tool at their disposal. They don't believe in ethics or morality, or even telling the, you know, basic such a thing as telling the truth. Anything they can do to advance the cause is acceptable. And when you have ruthless, essentially sociopaths like that, bent on taking over an institution that's based on truth and sort of an honor system, well, they can take it over pretty rapidly from within. And they did. And they would have goals. Like, we have to get 100 critical race theories in these universities within 10 years. And they'd push it, and it happened. And I saw it happening in the 1960s and 70s at the University of Wisconsin. I mean, now I can look back at that and I can say, oh, yeah. And we kind of scoffed at it because, well, they're only taking over the English department, or they're only taking over the political science department. But what they did is, as they took over the departments, they just fought harder and harder to grab more and more of the money coming into the universities, and to have only their theories be allowed, and anybody who disagreed with them got fired or pushed out of the university. And they got more and more resources to themselves, all from government largesse. Well, mostly there are a few big donors that push this as well. You know, and we can name today like George Soros. And basically, because they didn't have to deal with reality, they got their money from government sources. And because they had a plan, take over the cultural institutions in order to destroy Western society, they succeeded. Now, they haven't destroyed us yet, but we can see a lot of cracks and troubles and problems in our society created by these systems and what I would call slightly divergent theologies of the religion of Marxism. And we have huge problems. The racial problems we have in the United States have been exacerbated and promoted by these people. This whole idea of gender studies is directly from this brand of Marxism. All of this is designed to destroy the country, by the way, and to destroy the culture. And then I don't know if you ever saw this meme. It was an old one floating around the internet. It's got some gnomes, you know, little forest creatures, kind of like, small people, elves, but a little crustier looking. And they have a plan, and the plan is steal underwear, ... profit. There's nothing in the middle. They don't have a way to execute the plan or any idea how to actually make it happen other than steal the underwear. Now, with the critical race theory types and the postmodernists and radical feminists and the queer theory types, their plan is destroy the culture and the United States ... paradise. But they have no idea how to actually create the paradise or to actually produce anything or to even do relatively basic things like have enough water on hand to fight a fire. They completely reject rationality. They reject math. They reject science. They explicitly state that knowledge is a creation of a power structure. That's insane. Math is the creation of a power structure. No, it's not. The whole idea of science is that you can replicate results, that math has rigorous theorems, and it can be proved. Another mathematician can look at it and say, yes, step A, step B, step C, that's correct. They don't cross any basic lines in our theory. You have proved your theorem. But that's not how the radical left works. They say, if 2 + 2 is against our radical Marxist theory, it's wrong. And so I highly recommend anybody who is concerned with our country and trying to figure out what went wrong, read this book. It's America's Cultural Revolution. There are some pretty good videos online, too, that are have similar content. One of them is linked at the review at Amaland. And it opened my eyes. I had seen it. I had seen it happening, but I didn't recognize exactly what was happening. Here's a little anecdote to go with this. When I went to the University of Wisconsin as a freshman in 1969, I went into the dorms, and I had a roommate assigned to me. He was from Atlanta. I believe his name was Robbie. And we had a little discussion, and I asked him, oh, why didn't you come to the University of Wisconsin? Oh, I understand it's a progressive school, and I wanted to go to a progressive school. And right there, I'm going, that's kind of a weird reason. And I talked to him. I said, well, are you a hunter? Hunter? No. I said, do you kill deer? I said, yeah, they're good to eat. And he said, well, that's kind of stupid to go out and kill a deer that's defenseless and can't shoot back. And as I recall, I said something like, well, feel free to put as many rifles out in the woods as you want to. We'll be happy to get them. And we weren't roommates for very long. But I had never encountered that level of detachment from physical reality before. And yet those are the people who came to be in power over our universities, over our bureaucracies, and they form cliques and groups and use that, those cliques and groups to push out anybody who opposes them, who's not one of them. And then they set up systems so they only select new radical theorists to membership in the groups. And that's how they've taken over virtually the entire state of California. Most of the universities in the country, a good chunk of the bureaucracies, and they're a serious threat to the continued existence of our constitutional republic. I would have to say that the Governor Grisham in New Mexico shows how these people think. She is one of them.
Right. Yeah, she's a... She's in one of those enviable positions where she wanted to get out there and be a tin pot dictator, except nobody's going along with her program.
I am overjoyed to see what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, not only is nobody going along with the program, they're coming right out and saying, you're wrong, the Constitution means something.
Yeah.
That's an incredible thing.
Yeah. Going to run out of time, Dean. That was outstanding. Thank you. For joining me today and this week. I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Do it some more next week, except I know next week you're going to you don't have to go anywhere, do you? You just have to drive somewhere.
I have to drive to Phoenix, but I'll be staying up there at the conference for 3 days.
Okay.
It'll be the 22nd, so I guess about a week.
Yeah. All right.
Very good.
Thank you, sir. Be back again next week. And between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.